Ecclesia Alpha, story with grammatical commentary. Upalo dusteron anastaso dikiopolis to Philippo. Anastithi ope, efe. Keros garisti poreveste.
We start out with almost an idiom here. We have u isteron, so not later, and then this dative, polo, by much, with respect to much. So idiomatically, it's going to be not much later, but realize that those two words are in different cases. Then we have Dikiopolis Anastas, so after he stood up, he says to Philip, Anastethi, get up, child. Keroskar, for it is time to poreveste.
Ευθύσουν σπεύδομεν προς την πόλη.
So thus, ευθύς immediately, σπεύδομεν. Notice that there is an omega in there instead of an omicron. That's going to be the mark of the subjunctive. That's letting us know that this is a hortatory subjunctive when we see it in the first person plural. So the subjunctive in the first person plural, it has that lengthened thematic vowel, will mean let us. So thus, let us immediately hasten to the city.
Ormesandesun, dioligu polus in etuchanon avturgus, athenes eporevmenus.
So we start out with this adverbial nominative participle. So after they started out, dioligu soon, they happened upon many avturgus. Now notice this next participle, porevomenus, doesn't have an article in front of it either, but neither did its subject, the polus avturgus. So it can be attributive. So we can say, who were traveling, and then we get our title word here, athenese, to Athens.
Athenese porevmenus. Oun dikiopolis yeron ditini pros horesas. O singus aftu vadizin. Ereto, tinos ininka, tosutu athenes espevdusin.
We begin this next sentence with another participle. So thus the Dikiopolis, after he approached some old man, os, relative pronoun, who, evadizin, was walking near off to, near him, ingus, as a preposition, takes a genitive. Ereto, and this is coming from erotao, it's the third principal part of erotao. He asked, then we have this idiom, it's the same one in Latin, tinos eninka. The genitive precedes eninka, although eninka is a preposition and normally its object would follow it. These are reversed. So eninka for what reason? Or woodenly, because of what? Are tosutu, so many spevdusin, rushing to Athens.
O the, tileis o anthrope, efe. Aratuto agnois, o titemeron ecclesia genesete.
And the old man is quite surprised. What are you saying, man? Are you ignorant of this? Do you not know this? That today, temeron genesete, there's a future, there will be an assembly, ecclesia, and that became the word for church in the New Testament time.
Pandesun pros toastu spevdomen tuto eneca. Ina in te ecclesia ton retoron acuomen.
Pandes is masculine nominative plural in the third declension, and it's modifying the subject of spevdomen, which happens to be we instead of they. So we all, thus we all are hastening to the astu, to the city. Tutu eninka, here's our idiom again, because eninka, because of the preceding genitive, tutu this, so we end up with because of this reason. Then we have a new clause here, ina plus a subjunctive is a purpose clause, so that acumen, notice that omega there is the subjunctive, generally except for the hortatory subjunctive, we're going to translate our subjunctives just as an indicative. The helping word, in this case ina, is going to do the heavy lifting and tell us how it's being used. So ina there is so that, for the purpose that, so that we may hear the rhetoricians, the speakers in the assembly.
Pragmata gar megista todemo prokite perion crevuleveste.
For there are great matters, pragmata, lying before, prokita, the demo. Perion, concerning which, cre it is necessary to decide, vud leveste, or to plan.
Ode dikeopolis. Alla tina de prokita to demo oieron.
And Dikeopolis responds, but tina, notice the accent there is early, so it's interrogative, neuter plural interrogative. What are the neuter plural issues, things, lying prokita before the demo?
Ode, alla tis tuto agnoi. Oti cre vulevisthe poteron polemon pue somata prostus poleponesius,
and the old man is still incredulous. Tis, who is ignorant of this? Who doesn't know this? That cre it is necessary to plan or deliberate or decide whether, poteron, whether. And then here comes another subjunctive. And if you didn't notice that pue somatha with that long thematic vowel was a subjunctive, it's no big deal. It is an aorist subjunctive. It has that sigma. It doesn't have an augment because all non-indicatives don't have augments. It just show. In fact, most subjunctives will be aorist because they're futuristic. They're contingent. They depend on something. And here it's dependent upon the plan. So whether we must make polemon against the Peloponnesians, A, or sosomen, notice there's the omega there as well, we must preserve erenein, peace.
Ode dikeopolis. Alla tineon eginito. Palagar ekthruisin u Peloponnesiu, alukis polemon katestemen, alla menusin esponde.
Dikeopolis responds, but tineon, what new thing has come about? What new thing has happened? For the Peloponnesians, our old enemies, but we have not fallen into polemon, into war, but menusin, the treaty, the sponde, notice it's plural, so the verb is plural, has remained.
Tiununye the peri tu polemu the akrinin.
So why now, the T there is why, is it necessary to the akrinin to decide concerning polemon?
Ode hieron. Alla ketuto agnois? Oti presvis neosti epemsan u lacedemoniu utafta ipon.
And he repeats himself, but are you also ignorant of this? That the presvis, and I was just reading this morning in my modern Greek textbook, presvia is the embassy. And it's the same word, basically. And here are the ambassadors. So that the ambassadors recently sent Spartans who said these things.
Lacedemoniu vulonde ten arenenine. Arenen deste.
The Spartans want peace to remain, and there will be arenen.
Antus Elenas autonomus afete.
We begin this clause with aon, which is similar to e, which means if. On just adds that extra element on, alpha nu, which will show a generality. Basically, you can translate that on as ever, and it will require a subjunctive rather than an indicative, but you'll translate the subjunctive just as you would an indicative. The on is doing all the heavy lifting. So we could say, if ever you let the Greeks go free, maybe implying a little bit of doubt, but really that's not what the Greek subjunctive does there. That would just be kind of a pragmatic understanding. It would do that in Latin and English. In fact, I think this context would demand the E plus the indicative for the condition way better than the on plus subjunctive.
Kalevusin un nemas ten arhein afiene.
Thus, they are commanding us to afiene, and that's from afiemi, to throw away, right, to get rid of our tain archein, our empire.
Tutoun vulevista di, potron tain archein afomen, epolemon prostus poleponesius pue someta.
So thus it is necessary to decide, poteron, whether to aphomen, we must, actually, that's the subjunctive again, we must get rid of our empire, or pue someta, there's the subjunctive again, we must make polemon war against the Peloponnesians.
Ode dikiopolis. Oh, Zeph! Efe. Tutes din akino! Nunga rapistame. Tiu Corinthiu historien catastandes. Lithus ephemas aphiasan. Yenondes ote athaneuismin.
Now Dikiopolis finally understands thing. He says, tutes din akino. We would say, that is it. But they say, this is that. Now I understand epistame. Now I understand why the Corinthians coming into such a rage threw rocks at us. Gnondes, learning that we would say in English, we were Athenians.
Alas, pevdomen, ope, ina in kero paromen.
But let us hurry. There's that omega again as the thematic vowel, the hortatory subjunctive. Ina, so that, and that will require a subjunctive, we may be present in time.
Ephthusun ormesan, ke istas poulas aphikomenu prostein pukna etrahon.
So immediately they hurried on, and aphikomenu, there's a participle, arriving at the gates, they were running toward the pukna.
Ekide eide sune gireto odemos, ke moriu paresan, tus prutanis menondes.
And there already, sune gireto, from suna gyro, which we saw in chapter 16 alpha, I believe. It basically functions like sunago, so the people were already gathered together, and there was a great crowd present, waiting for the prutanis, waiting for the presidents.
Diuligu dis othondes, ute prutanis, ke o epistates, ke u alu vulefte, ekathizon.
And so soon, we have a number of people here, the presidents, the chairman, and the counselors, having entered, they were sitting down, or they began to sit down.
Epita de esigesan min u parondes.
Then those present became silent. Notice the ingressive aorist there.
Ode ireps proston vomon proselthon, tote ierion ethuse, ketus theus efxato.
And the priest, after he approached the altar, I translated the aorist participle there, proselthon, with after. Ethuse to ierion, he sacrificed the victim. And prayed to the gods. Notice there's an aorist there with the sigma alpha and the augment aphxato.
Ina to demo evmenisosin.
Here we see another use of ina. Not only can it show purpose in order that the subjunctive to happen, it can also show the content of speech. Specifically, it is used with prayers often. So this is what he prayed. He prayed that they would be kindly to the people.
Entaphtha de omen epistates to keruka kelevse to provulevma anagnone.
Then the chairman, and notice the word for chairman there, epistates, so the one standing on, I guess, told the kerux, the herald, or he commanded the herald to anagnone, to know up, which is to read the plan or the decision, the deliberation. O the kerux to provulevma anagnus. Anagnus is an athematic aorist. Remember, we only have two or three of those. Evane was one. Egnon was another. This is the participle form. So after the herald read the deliberation,
to demon erito. Poteron doki ephthus psephiseste, ekre poteron vuleveste peri tu pragmatos.
We start here with our object, ton demon. So, ereto, he asked the demon, the people, whether though ki it seemed good to them to say fiseste. And that's a new vocabulary word in your vocabulary list, to vote. I think it has to do with the hands. Or whether kre, whether it was necessary to deliberate concerning the matter.
Ode demo se hi rotonise. Delon oti pandes vulonde peri tu pragmatos vuleveste tosu tu ondos.
And then the people, and here we have the root here in there, so they voted with their hands. And then Delon making it clear or showing that they all wanted to debate or discuss vuleveste, deliberate concerning the matter. And then tosutu, so big, being so big, the matter being so big.
Entaftha de okerux ipin, tis agorevin vulete.
Then the herald said, tis, there's the interrogative, who vulete, who wants, who wishes, to agorevin, to speak.
Tonun retoron polu prostoveme pariondes egorevon, alu min legondes, oti cre polemin.
All right, this last sentence is a little difficult. We start out with a genitive plural followed by a nominative, so that genitive is fronted. And when they do that, one of the reasons for doing that is to explore the components of that genitive plural. So of the speakers, many, or we'd probably say many of the speakers going to the vema, the platform, were speaking. And then we're going to have this alu men and then alu the. So of that many, we're going to have two groups. Some saying that it was necessary to polemin.
Alu the oti uthin cre embodion in ates irenes.
And others that, implied that they were saying that, cre it is necessary for uthin nothing ina to be embodion in the way of the genitive irenes. So nothing should stand in the way of peace.